I don't know, our parents came, we said it, we're talking about a bayou, you see, you know that, you heard that maybe half a dozen times or more.
Yeah.
This community here was surrounded by bayous all around, you see, at one time. So they call this Degal, a grand seal in French. He was at the railroad on him through there too, the railroad just back in my place there.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Well, this is a hill then?
Yeah, this is hill country here.
Highland?
Highland, yeah. It's not piney land now. You see, it's just high land because, well, you see a few pine trees, but I remember still, when I was young, you wouldn't hardly see a pine tree, or maybe once in a great while. You get down out in the piney woods, you know that too. You get up in the hills, you got planted pine, but here it was hardwood then. Ma'am?
No, thank you, ma'am.
So, you, out here on them hills, you'll find a whole lot of hardwood, you see?
Yes.
Bitter pecan, oaks.
Coffee?
Here on the hill, no, ma'am.
Hickory nuts and stuff like that, you see?
Yeah.
Sweet gum trees and all that, it's hardwood. But of course, there's none left no more because they're all gone.
Cut them all down.
All cut them down. And they've been clearing up all this land, bulldozing, so you don't have much, see? For fields now, for crops, mostly for beans.
Yeah, I saw them, they cleared out that big area over there in the lower part of the parish down.
Right in front here. In fact, there is. My son-in-law borrowed a piece of land that was just in big old oak that was wide. They got in there with dozers, 4 or 5 dozers, they cleared that land, and that land is selling. At one time, they offered me that land for $8 an acre, I didn't want it. And that land is selling about for $450 an acre now.
Okay.
Just come with them big doors and shove the whole thing down. Pile them up and burn them, and they come with them big old tractors and plow that thing. And of course, you see, after you go down the hill here, it's that lowland. It's not like the river, though. It's not. See, the river land is a good land. In other words, that's sandy land. But here, it's that old buckshot land, clay land, they call it.
What is that?
It's just a hard clay land.
Buckshot?
Yeah, that's it. They call it buckshot too, yeah.
Well, you said that buckshot is what?
Well, it's a name for it. It's a hard gummy land, you know.
Yeah, is it like gumbo?
Yeah.
You mean it's thick?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that when you're plowing gumbo, if you go from, you gotta, when you start to plow on one end of the row, when you get to the other end, you got to knock off all the dirt that got on the plow at the very first of the end.
Yeah. Well, to that the gumbo land, for instance, it rains a big rain today. You got to watch it. This on this end of the row, it'll be dry enough for you to plow. And if you get at the other end, it won't be. Or this end, it'll be too wet. The other one, it'll be ready. So you got to watch it. You see, it gets hard. Of course, with the tractors and the stuff they got now, them big tractors, they go through it. But way back during my time, mule team on a plow, it was hard to do, yeah.
Yeah. You drink coffee?
I want coffee.
Oh, Lord, yes, I drink coffee.
I know
you don't drink coffee?
Well, I drink a little sometimes. I don't drink it much during the day. I drink it, you know.
You drink it at your motel, but they don't have no coffee down there.
No.
No, this is coffee.
Yeah, you know what I hear? They say that the Cajuns, their coffee, they don't think it's good unless you can stick a spoon up in it and it'll stick straight up.
Strong.
Yeah.
Us are strong and very sweet, you see. Me and Mom, we like it sweet.
You like yours?
Very sweet.
That's sweet, sweet.
Oh, yeah, most.
That much.
The kids, my kids will come here. Like Louis, my son-in-law, he was here Sunday evening late. Mama made some coffee, but she knew. She didn't sweeten it in the pot.
Yes,
she was sweetening in the pot, you see. So he sweetened his like he wanted. But
well, he missed no sugar at all.
He used very little sugar. Some people don't use no sugar at all. Better if it's to drink better, don't want it at all.
Yeah. You drink it without?
Huh?
You drink it without?
Mm-mm. Like I said, I gotta have sugar. And plenty. And cream, too.